One rolls on right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It is week two of the NBA season, and tonight we're packing our bags. We're going to head out west and going to visit with Basketball Hall of Famer and Sacramento Kings assistant coach Nancy Lieberman as the Kings prepare to face the Houston Rockets tonight with a 9:30 central tip at Sleep Train Arena. Nancy, of course, is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, and always a pleasure. Thank you so much, Nancy, for carving out time on this Friday night.
Oh, it is my pleasure to always be on your show. I admire you so much.
Oh, thank you. Likewise. And Nancy, before we look ahead and preview tonight's game against the Rockets, let's get our listeners and give us a quick hit on the season and how it's played out so far. You guys have had a tiny sample size, 5 games under the Kings belt. What are your early impressions?
Well, you know, we're struggling a little bit, on defense. We really do have to start slowing some teams down. The last 2 games, we haven't had DeMarcus Cousins, and he's one of our best interior defenders. So, when you have somebody like George Karl who knows his stuff, then we'll continue to work hard and make adjustments.
Talk to me about those defensive concerns. You're saying the absence of DeMarcus Cousins. I mean, we'll talk about the interior, but what about with the backcourt? I mean, what are you seeing? Because I know that the Phoenix Sun guards, they really got off the other night.
Well, you got to remember, Phoenix is one of the best shooting teams in the NBA. They have been, and they're professional shooters. And you just have to be able to when a team like Phoenix is shooting the ball so well, it puts so much pressure on your offense to knock down your shots. And so that's something that we have to really stay on top of, and just make sure we're executing, finding our shots in the right spots within the offense. And then, of course, knocking them down.
Basketball Hall of Famer and assistant coach with the Sacramento Kings, Nancy Lieberman, is joining us tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as the Kings prepare to face the Rockets. They host them tonight. So we're talking about defense. Obviously, defensive communication, that is going to be key. Are there some breakdowns that are happening, too, in terms of, that lead to layups and some of those wide-open shots? I mean, because chemistry is going to play a role in this as well, Nancy, as you guys continue to mesh.
Well, you have to remember we have, 8-9 new players that we had a year ago. So we are still finding, what each other does well. And every day on the court, every practice on the court is a chance for us to say, okay, this is what Darren does. This is what Rondo does. And learning each other's, patterns and cuts and the speed in which they play the game. So, we're learning, we're working. And we're still very positive about who we are and what we're trying to accomplish.
Sacramento, you're right. In the offseason, they added some solid components, Marco Bellinelli, Rajon Rondo, Caron Butler. And we talk about team chemistry. Who has taken the lead in terms of helping this team to adapt to Carl's system?
Well, Rondo is one of the most intelligent people and players I've ever been around, not to mention how hard he works. His work ethic is second to none. There's not been a day that he hasn't come in for extra work. He's a film guy. He knows plays, and he walks your players through the plays as he's on the court. So it's like having just another coach out there, and he's just so helpful, and he's just an amazing young man. I'm really proud that, we've had a chance to have him on our team, and for me to get him to get to know him on a personal level.
Well, he has certainly impressed even offensively. I mean, you're just talking about his leadership, but I mean, big nights against the Lakers, 21 and 21 against the Clippers. So obviously, he's finding his groove offensively.
Well, after those games, I slipped him a note and I said, first time you've had back-to-back 20-point games since December of 2012. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me, he goes, did you know that? I said, it's my job. I'm your coach.
But
Bellinelli. Oh, my gosh. What an incredible player Bellinelli is. He's a champion from when he was playing with San Antonio. He's a better defender than people think or would even actually know. We got some really great guys who are working hard. Willie Cauley-Stein is evolving as just a sensational rookie. He just, on the interior with blocking shots and changing shots, he allows our guards, you know, to be more aggressive in what they're trying to do. So just another guy that we really admire, and we're very fortunate to have him on the team.
Basketball Hall of Famer and assistant coach with the Sacramento Kings, Nancy Lieberman, joining us tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And we would absolutely love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports, and also check out our podcast page. We'll have this exclusive interview posted there at podcastarena.com and click on the YSR tab. Now, of course, the Sacramento Kings last year, they were 29-53, fourth place in the Pacific Division. They missed the playoffs. So, Nancy, I mean, it's early. We got, what, five games under your belt. What are the expectations for the 2015-2016 season? How good can this team be? Because they look good on paper.
Well, we have a lot of veterans that we're trying to mesh together, and we will. And we fully expect to make the playoffs this year. And we're going to fight every day. We're going to work every day to be the team that we believe that we are.
Nancy Lieberman with us tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're talking about her Sacramento Kings. And one of the things I want to share with you is, you know, obviously defense, rebounding, that is the key to any team's success. And last week on our show, Nancy, Pacers television analyst Quinn Buckner, he was on our program, and we were talking about Indiana's revamped roster and seven new players. And, you know, he said, you don't become a team until you mesh defensively. I mean, that's going to be the key component moving forward is just, you know, what we're talking about. I mean, defensive disposition and having that belief.
I've known Quinn for a long time, and I fully agree with him. You have to have a certain defensive disposition. Right now, like we played against a team the other night, the Phoenix Suns, and now you have, you know, P.J. Tucker, who's aggressive, and you have Alex Len, who's aggressive, and you have Tyson Chandler. We got to be like those guys, but we have to continue to carve out our own defensive intensity, how we want to play the game. We have those type of players on our roster, and we want to have defense open up our offense. So we are keenly aware that that has to be the way it goes for us, and we're trying to get there game by game.
You know, we've talked about Marco, Rajon Rondo, DeMarcus Cousins. He's been out with the right Achilles strain. With his absence, I mean, how much has that impacted you guys defensively in the interior?
People don't realize what a great defender DeMarcus Cousins is. Yeah. He has great verticality. He protects the rim. He's, as you know, a lot of people think about DeMarcus on the offensive end. Mm-hmm. But this guy is just a beast. And he changes the game for us. And it just takes a lot of pressure, you know, as I said, off the guards because they can push up and be more aggressive. And then between him and Willie Cauley-Stein, now you got real rim protectors. So, do we miss DeMarcus? Badly. And we just have to, suck it up. The guy that's impressed me on our team, I have to tell you, who's just been amazing, is Kosta Kufis.
Okay.
He is just rock solid. He sets screens. I mean, he hits you on screens. He is physical. He's smart. He's just a joy to be around every day. He's got high IQ. He's very fundamental. And I remember in practice one day, he has that little, sky hook or baby hook in the lane. And DeMarcus couldn't change it, alter it, or block it in training camp. And I remember him saying to Kosta, "What are you, Kareem?"
Uh-huh.
And, he's getting that shot off and making it against virtually every opponent that we play. So his defense, what he means to this team, is absolutely phenomenal. Really have enjoyed getting to know him and, many of our other players.
You know, and he had a nice game against Memphis with 11 points and 6 rebounds. I mean, that's some solid production from your big guy down low.
Yeah, well, we're used to him coming with the goods night after night and just playing hard. He never complains. If coach says this, he goes, "Yes, ma'am, anything you need." I'm like, "Do you ever have a bad day?" And he goes, "No, not really."
Uh-huh.
And he's telling the truth. He's just a rock-solid human being.
Basketball Hall of Famer and assistant coach with the Sacramento Kings, Nancy Lieberman, joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as the Kings get ready to host the Houston Rockets. Much more straight ahead in our conversation.